This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We're going to do some retail now. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra covers that for us. And she pointed out a couple of things in our editorial meeting this morning. Number one, Victoria's Secret is asking a judge to let it break its lease on its store in Herald Square in Manhattan because, of course, of the virus. Number two, J. Crew has already gotten approval to defer its rent payments. Number three, so too has Pier One. And Mariel's analogy this morning on this whole thing was that the economic pain in retail right now is kind of turning into a game of hot potato. Don't be the last one holding it. Here you go.
Okay, we're going to go all in on this metaphor. Hot potato. You know the game, right? The potato's hot. Nobody wants it. It goes round and round the circle. Basically, overnight, American consumers stopped buying clothes and shoes and lots of other things. And big retail chains do not want to be holding that potato. So they pass it along, for instance, to their landlords. Joel Bynes is a managing director at Alex Partners.
I would call it more throwing the potato as hard as they can at landlords. Essentially, the retailers have said, we're just simply not paying rent and we'll figure it all out later.
Landlords might win legal battles with the retailers eventually and get their rent money, but in the meantime, they have to pay their mortgages. They can try to toss the spud to their banks and see what happens. The next potato, retailers are passing it to their suppliers.
Just extending the analogy way farther than it was designed to be extended. It's more like retailers cutting up the potato and handing pieces of the cut up hot potato to various suppliers in various amounts.
As for what that looks like in practice, here's Craig Rowley at Korn Ferry.
First and foremost, canceling orders. Second is delaying their payment schedule. So yes, I want the product, but instead of paying you in 30 days or 60 days, I'm going to pay you in 120 days.
And the retailers have a lot of power here, so vendors will try to hang in there and meanwhile pass the tater even further, if possible.
The vendors then go to their suppliers, the people who provide them fabric, materials, and the like, and push back on them to say, again, the same word. We just had orders canceled, so now we're going to cancel your orders.
Finally, there is the debt potato. Yeah, we're still doing this. A lot of retailers have racked up billions of dollars in debt over the past decade. Now they're filing for bankruptcy and getting rid of it. In other words, passing the potato yet again. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.